Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We're continuing our conversation with Barry Cameron. He is the author of the ABCs of Financial Freedom. We had a great program yesterday talking about how he and his family became debt-free. He gave some great examples. If you missed that, I want to encourage you to go listen to that podcast. Only 14 minutes long. Go to our website. You can listen at your convenience 24/7. It is at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. This book has over 350,000 copies in print. I heard Barry talk about this book. I read the book back in 2012. My church, Northeast Christian Church, we did it as a church in our life groups and Sunday morning classes, and it was a game changer. So we're going to tell you at the end of this program where you can find out information about how to get this book. But Barry, I want to talk about your book today. You listed three lies that sound like they're the truth. Will you share those lies with us, please?
Well, yeah, there are things that people think about money in the church, especially when it comes to the church, and it's an absolute lie, but it sounds like the truth. And the first one is this. People will say, well, you know, all the church talks about is money. And the fact of the matter is, that's not true in any church that I've ever been to. But people like to say that and say, well, you know, all they're interested in is our money, and that's all they talk about. You know, the funny part about it, in our church here at Crossroads, we don't even have an offering in any of our services. In fact, we haven't had an offering for years, and we don't say anything about it. We have giving boxes inside our church, which, you know, it's interesting. If you study the New Testament, the Gospels, it talks about how Jesus sat over against the giving box, literally, in the temple. And it's even more biblical. But what we've done, we've tried to take that lie away, that when people come in, they never even ask for a dime. And we like to tell people, in fact, when I used to do the new members classes years ago, I used to tell people, you know, you're sitting on chairs you didn't pay for. You're eating a meal tonight you didn't pay for. You are enjoying a church, phenomenal facility you didn't pay for. And I know some of you think, hey, I found the perfect church. They don't need my money. I said, the fact of the matter is, the church doesn't need your money, and we've already proven that tonight. But you need to give, and here's the reason why. And we explain to them, you know, the blessings that come from trusting God and obeying God and all that. But it just takes away that lie, you know, all the church talks about is money. There's a second lie that a lot of people live with, and that is they believe that somehow money and things will satisfy them. They think, well, you know, if I get that new car, if I get that new house, you know, then I'm really going to be happy. If I get that whatever that new thing is, it's going to change my life, and it's going to be awesome. But the fact of the matter is that the minute you drive that car off of the dealership parking lot, unless you pay cash for it, and you start making those payments, you'll start thinking, you know, man, what in the world was I thinking? In fact, it's called buyer's remorse. Most people who are in debt have what's called buyer's remorse. Now, what I would say about people who are out of debt, I mean, I never have buyer's remorse. I mean, if I pay cash for something, I haven't lost a thing. But there are a lot of people who think, well, those things will satisfy. And even the Bible says, in fact, Solomon said in Ecclesiastes that whoever loves money, I think it's Ecclesiastes 5:10, whoever loves money never has money enough. And whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with his income. And he said that's meaningless. And it really is, because you ask people, say, well, what's the number you'd like to have when you retire or when you stop working? And whenever I ask people that question, I always tell them, if I come back a year later, that number will be bigger. And they'll say, well, now, wait a minute, how you don't know me? How do you know that number will be bigger? Because you'll never be satisfied. And you think, you know, $500,000 would be enough for retirement. A year later, you know, it'll be, well, I need $1 million. And it's never going to be enough. And that's just the way money is. It's never going to satisfy us. If we seek our satisfaction in money, we're never going to be happy. So that's another lie. The third lie is when people believe it's their money and they can do whatever they want with it. You know, and we run into people all the time. They say, well, this is my car. You know, this is my house. I worked hard for all this. And the fact of the matter is, the Bible says, Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. None of this belongs to us. We're just managers for a few short years here on this earth, and then we have to give account to God. So yeah, those three lies, and I'm sure there's probably more, but those are three of the biggest lies that people fall for. They sound like the truth, but they aren't.
Well, and then I love in the book that you go on, if you just tuned in, we're talking with Barry Cameron. He's the author of ABCs of Financial Freedom, also a pastor, Crossroads Christian in Texas. You give three truths that also sound like lies.
Well, yeah, when people hear them, they say, well, there's no way in the world that can be true. And the first one is, God is the one who determines how much money I have. And when I tell that to people, they say, no, my boss does, or my own hands, my own abilities. But the fact of the matter is, the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, I think it's verse 18, it says, remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you the ability to produce wealth. And literally, God is the one who determines what's in my wallet. God's the one who determines what I earn. You know, he determines all that. And that's why we ought to be on the best terms possible with God, because he's the one that's going to determine all that. Second truth that sounds like a lie is that God has the power to shut my company down or my business. I mean, he can dry up my source of income anytime he wants. And people say, oh, I don't believe that. That's not true. And yet, you know, if you read the Bible story about Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 3, that's exactly what happened to him. He was walking on top of the roof of the royal palace of Babylon, which he built, and he was marveling in his own glory and saying, is this not the royal palace and all this that I built? And while the words were still on his lips, God struck him down and made him a maniac. And he literally grazed on the ground like cattle. His fingernails grew out like that of the talons of an eagle. He became a maniac, and God humbled him. And finally, at the end of his life, he acknowledged that there is no God but the true God. And he said, you know, we need to humble ourselves, and I exalt him because he can do whatever he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of earth. The third lie that sounds, that sounds like a lie is that giving to God is the way out of my financial problems. And I still run into people. I'll be speaking this weekend on finances at a church in Illinois, and I'll get asked. People say, "Well, wait a minute. You're saying that by my giving, that's the way to financial freedom?" And I always tell them, "No, I didn't say that. God said that." You know, in Proverbs chapter 11, verses 24 and 25, it says, "One man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly and comes to poverty." God's the one who said that when we give, that's how we receive more. And when we keep to ourselves, we have nothing. And the sad part about it, Greg, with your listeners today, is there are a lot of people probably listening right now that think, you know, they're hanging on to their stuff, they're hanging on to their paycheck, they're hanging on to all the things they think belong to them, and they don't realize if they would let go of that and put God first and be a giver, be a generous giver, they would have so much more.
Well, I love the old saying, and, you know, I know you know it well. You can't give out God, can you?
No, you can't outgive God at all. There's no way.
And I also love, Barry, your book. At the end of each chapter, you have what you call the good file, but it's an acronym, G-O-O-D, the word good, for get out of debt. And you talked about in the first chapter, which is attitude, you gave three action plans. You gave three steps that will help people get out of debt that requires us to do. You mind sharing those three with us?
Sure. Well, the first one is trusting God. I mean, that's where it all begins. Remember, he's the one that gives us the ability to produce wealth, and he owns it all anyway. The Bible says he owns the cattle on a thousand hills, the wealth in every land. You know, you want to be on good terms with God. You want his blessing. You want his provision. You want his provision, his protection. And the second thing is you gotta practice self-denial. You know, until we learn to spend less than what we make, we'll never make enough. And we got to control impulse spending. We got to control binge buying. We got to stop digging a hole. You know, the first law of getting out of a hole is stop digging. And if we keep getting into more debt, we'll never get out of debt. And the third one is be self-disciplined. I mean, one of the motivational speakers I heard years ago said, you can't get somebody else to do your push-ups for you. And the fact of the matter is, we're going to have to be self-disciplined. We've got to learn to say no. We've got to learn to make some hard decisions, some tough choices. And if we'll do those things on a consistent basis, over a period of time, the day will come and we'll be free of financial bondage and we'll be out of debt.
Just tuned in. We're talking with Barry Cameron. He is the author of ABCs of Financial Freedom, also the pastor of Crossroads Christian Church in Grand Prairie View, Texas. Barry, one of the things I love that you wrote in the second chapter called Bondage, it's the ABCs, the first one, letter A, attitude, B, bondage. You talked about what credit card companies don't want us to know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, credit card companies, I mean, they send out applications now to junior high students. Not high school, not college. They start as early as junior high trying to get these kids into charging everything, because what they've learned is you will spend 20% more if you use a card than if you don't use a card, and they know that. So that's why they want you to use these cards, and they sent them to us early. My kids, I didn't allow them to have a credit card when they were at home. I didn't want them to have one. My oldest daughter went to college. She had a boyfriend. He talked her into getting two credit cards. They charged up $21,000 on two credit cards, because that's what happens. You think it's not like real money. And what most people don't understand is credit card companies love people that don't pay the balance off. In fact, they have a term for them. They're called revolvers. And every time I hear the word revolver, it sounds like someone's going to get hurt. And you are, because if you don't pay that balance off, you're going to be paying more interest. In fact, they have a term for people like me who pay a credit card balance off every week or every month. And it's called deadbeats. So if you pay your credit card off, you're a deadbeat. If you don't pay it off, you're called a revolver, and they like that.
Barry, I know, like you said, I heard you speak here in Lexington back in 2012, Northeast Christian Church. Our church did the ABCs of financial freedom as a whole church, and our life groups, and our Sunday morning classes. But can you just share, like, I know you've got thousands of stories of people that have read the book and done the curriculum. Can you just share one or two stories? We've only got a couple minutes left, but I'd love to share with some of our listeners with that.
Well, I think one of the greatest stories, Doug Crozier, who actually wrote the foreword to the book, his daughter took the manuscript and read it and before it was ever published. And today, she and her husband, they live in North Carolina, and they are one of the most unbelievable young couples as far as managing money, and it all started way back even before the book was published. I mean, people in our own church, we have families in our church, we have people on staff who have practiced these principles and gotten out debt. And in fact, we had a staff lunch not too long ago, and one of the older staff members who's gotten out debt, he turned to the young guys and he pointed at me and he goes, "Listen to this man." He goes, "If you do what he says, it can help you." And he started to share his testimony about how they listened to the messages I preached, they applied the principles from God's word, and they got out debt. And I mean, there's tons of stories. I leave my email address in the back of the book so people can send me their stories. And we get them every month from all over the country, even all over the world. We've done the ABCs in Poland. We've done the ABCs in Russia, the ABCs in Canada, and the ABCs in India. And we love hearing those stories because it's all a testimony that God's word is true. If you do what God says, it works.
All right, final question for you, Barry. I know people have been listening the past 2 days. They're like, "I want to get a copy of this book," or "I want my small group to do it," or maybe a pastor's listening, "Gosh, I want our church to do this." How do they get the book or the curriculum? What's the best way for them to get information?
Well, there's two great ways. We have an 800 number through our bookstore. We actually have a workbook that churches can use, small groups can use, individuals can use to personalize the principles of the book. That 800 number is 888-360-7648, or they can go to Amazon and order the ABCs of Financial Freedom or my second book, Contagious Generosity. Those are both available through Amazon, but the workbook, all the books, they're available through our bookstore, and they can call that 800 number and get them today if they want them.
All right, Barry, this has been outstanding, man. I could do a whole week on it, but I appreciate you giving us some of your valuable time just to touch on the first two chapters. Barry Cameron, the ABCs of Financial Freedom, a great book, a pastor of a great church, Crossroads Christian Church in Grand Prairie View, Texas. Thanks so much for your time, Barry. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg. My privilege.
All right. That's Barry Cameron. And, man, don't let financial burdens and debt steal your freedom. Get a copy of the ABCs of Financial Freedom by Barry Cameron. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.